Folks, what's up? Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events, whether it's NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts. BetOnline presents the Boss Man Show on your radio. Back on the Boss Man Show with Kent State Golden Flashes head coach Rob Senderhoff with me on the Boss Man Show out of the MAC. Coach, how's life up there, man, for you guys, man?
Right now, pretty good. You know, we've gotten off to a pretty good start here. Have a real tough stretch of games heading up in the next few weeks, but so far so good. Hopefully we can continue to play well.
Let me ask you some, coach. You've been here 15 years as a coach, 12 as a head coach. It's like you've been there that long, man.
Yeah, someday these are dog years. So sometimes it feels like I've been here my entire life. But it's a great place. Kent's treated me and my family very, very well. And we've had a good run. So hopefully we can continue to have another successful season. And love being here. And Kent, Ohio, outside of the cold weather today, it's a beautiful place.
I hear that, coach. You know, I'll tell you what, man, in this business, you know, being in one place as long as you have, man, is very, very rare. And, you know, it tells me the administration had your back all these years, the support of the fans and the support staff. Talk about the people of Kent, man, and how they really have supported you over the years and your program and you in general and your family.
Yeah, that's a great point. In this profession, it's not always easy to raise your family in one place, basically, for my entire career. Obviously, I've been in a couple other places, but my 12th year here as a head coach, and it's my 19th year overall, two different times being an assistant. So I've been around Kent and watched the university grow. It's an unbelievable university, and each year it's getting better and better as a whole, as a university. And the athletic department, watching the success of, you know, a number of our programs. We have unbelievable golf programs, our baseball program went to the College World Series, our football program went to back-to-back bowl games. So, you know, just to be a part of it, we have tremendous leadership here, and they've really supported men's basketball at a really high level. We have, we have really good facilities. We have really good fan base. Obviously, we have really good players, and you know, it's a great situation here at Kent for me, my family, and for our program.
And being the MAC, it's one of the conferences don't get a lot of. I think it should be more than one big league, in my opinion, coach. Yeah. My opinion, because it's so tough every night. It's 12 teams, Midwest basketball, tough grind out basketball, different styles, great coaches. What do you feel it's going to take for people to realize you all are more than a 1B league? I feel like you should get more than one, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's amazing because we do have a really tough conference. You mentioned it. It's a blue-collar, physical, tough league. There have been some tremendous coaches in the conference. Our league has won games in the NCAA tournament, pretty consistently. The teams that do represent our conference have won games a couple of years ago. Ohio had an NBA player, Jason Preston. They beat Virginia. Buffalo won a number of games in the tournament. So, you know, the league is really, really good. The coaching is good. The players are tough, hard-nosed kids. A lot of guys with a chip on their shoulder feel like they've been overlooked. And it's a really competitive league. And, you know, you need a team to have a great regular season, win some games in the non-conference to maybe get in that at-large discussion. The thing that makes it, I think, so difficult for our conference is, you know, last year we went 16-4 in the league. Toledo went 17-3. It's hard to get through this conference unscathed during the regular season because there is a lot of parity, and it is tough to play on the road in this conference. So it's a great question, something that our coaches, you know, we talk about it all the time. Like, this league is too good to just have one bid, but we're all trying, you know, to elevate our schedules and do whatever we can do to position our league to get maybe multiple bids.
And what's the quandary for you all is this, Coach, you know this as well, with you all being so good, the Power Five don't want to play.
Yeah. You can't get
them. So it's you got that issue too. It's because you're so good, they don't want to play you guys.
It's really, really, really tough. It's an unbelievable point. You know, we had a couple years ago, we were able to get a 3-game series with Oregon State, and they came to the MAC Center. I respect their coach for being willing to do that, but we won 2 out of the 3 times we played them. That's in the Pac-12. You know, they went to the Elite Eight just a couple years ago. So this year we were able to get, you know, Houston. We're going to play them, number 2 in the country. We're going to back that up a couple days later and play Gonzaga, who number 3 in the country or whatever it may be. But it's hard to get, you know, those BCS games on a neutral site. It's hard to get it. Certainly hard to get them at home. I don't know who in our conference has gotten a Big Ten or ACC school to come to their building. I don't think anybody has that I can remember. It's just difficult. And, you know, that's the way it is. So what we've tried to do on top of those games is schedule some really, really good mid-major games. We're playing New Mexico State on a neutral site. We played Northern Kentucky, who is picked to win their league, and they just upset. I shouldn't say upset. They beat Cincinnati last night. So not an upset, though. They're a great team. Tried to play a number of teams like that as well, South Dakota State, to show that we're willing to play anybody, which we are. We're willing to play anybody.
Yeah, because, you know, people are like shocked. People, when I said, look here, guys, these are older key teams now. Mm-hmm. And these guys have been together. They play basketball. Yeah. There's so much parity that COVID year may cause basketball older. So yeah. You got older guys who can play ball with eligibility left. You can get beat, you know. So no. I've got people like, oh, JR, you see this? Yeah, so it's normal to me. Guys mm-hmm. are good. Coaching's good.
That's good. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're right. And if you look at my backcourt, I play 3 guards. Sincere Carey, he's an elite player. He's one of the best guards in the country, period. But he's in his 5th year of college. Malik Jacobs is in his 5th year of college. Giovanni Santiago is in his 4th year of college. So those guys have been through all of this. They've seen it all, and they're really good. So you add the experience, like you mentioned, and being really good players, like those guys could play at a lot of programs and help a lot of programs win games. So, you know, we're fortunate they're here, and that's why, again, we're 4-0 right now to start the year. It's because of those that experience we have. We brought in a transfer from Ohio who he's in his 6th year of college. So these guys aren't afraid. They've been through it all. And that's what's created a lot of parity in college basketball, like you mentioned.
And no doubt, like when it comes to winning time, Coach, you know this, like a guy will look to get to the bench to get a play. I can be like, okay, he's playing this way. I can do this right here, A to Z. We're good to go. Because when you have a young freshman kid, he's looking at you for the play call. A guy has played 4, 5, 6 years. They already don't do, okay, they're playing this way, let's do this. They're stunting us, they're hard hedging, they're not icing it, We don't do. We don't do already. So it's knowing the basketball terminology, knowing having an IQ to know when you see what they're doing, to counter it and make the right play at the right time to win the game. Because like you said, the Matt coach, these games are coming out of possessions. Top of the bottom is about possessions, not talent. Possessions right. only.
Yep, and experience matters, right? Experience and finding a way to win. So, you know, not only do my guys have experience, but, you know, last year we won 13 of our last 15 games. We had won 14 out of our last 16 games. We had won 14 in a row heading into the conference championship game. So not just having experience, but also knowing what it takes to win games and having that mentality, you know, that's why you see a lot of those upsets and you see it all across college basketball. We just played a team from the SWAC last night, and I saw they played five games against the Pac-12, won three out of the five. Well, they've got experienced guys too in that league and guys that have been through it. And you it's not either. There's no nights off in college basketball. There's just there's no quote unquote easy games. Those days are over.
You got that right. And I'm asking his coach for you guys. Got Chicago State coming up here on Saturday. They're an independent school, but I mean, Gerald's doing a heck of a job knowing he has resources he has, doing a heck of a job. What do you see those guys on film as you prepare to play them on Saturday, man?
Yeah, I just watched them last night. They beat Valparaiso from the Missouri Valley. They beat them like a drum. They were up 25 at halftime. They were physical. They shot the ball really, really well from three. They competed together at a really high level. Like, again, I looked at that game and I said, dang, man, I thought maybe this wasn't going to be like that. But you watch them play and you're like, these guys can play. They've got – there's no easy games in college basketball. You got to be ready to go. You got to be competing for the right reasons, which is your teammates. You got to you got to play every possession on point. And I was incredibly impressed. They've now won two straight games. I know it's an independent program, so it's got to be tough for scheduling, recruiting. Boy, he's done a great job with the guys he's brought in, and those guys are playing really, really hard. Like last night, they brought the fight to Valpo for 40 minutes, and they deserved to win, and they won going away because of how tough they played.
No doubt. Let me ask you this, man, Coach. You know, for you guys in the MAC, how was NIL – and the portal affected you all? Because you all are a pretty good conference. So how has affected you all, NIL and transfer portal affected you, where you all recruit now with all this going on in the landscape of college basketball changing the way it has?
Yeah, well, the portal certainly has changed things a great deal for everybody. But, you know, we have a transfer from our league. There was a coaching change in our conference from Ball State. And a kid named Myron Thomas, who had played at Ball State and had an extra year of eligibility. You know, he had the coaching change and came here for his last year of school. You know, in years past, that wouldn't have happened because he wouldn't be able to. So that's changed it. I still feel really strongly that the base of your program, if you want to have a really successful program, needs to have a core of guys that grow and develop within your program. So we signed two freshmen early for next year. We'll certainly save a scholarship, which we have for a transfer in the portal late. And my hope is that players still want to grow and get better as they go through the college process. And I think if you invest in your kids and time and working with them, I have a really good freshman that we chose to redshirt because I've got older guards. He's a good player, but I didn't want him to waste a year of eligibility in the position he's going to be in where, like I said, fourth year. So I think if you can do that, you can still have a basis of a really good program. And then, you know, along with that, when you need transfers because of holes or gaps in your lineup, you know, utilize if you find guys that are about the right stuff that need an opportunity that, you know, want to have a chance to showcase what they can do or whatever it may be, you can use the portal to help you there as well. You know, the NIL it's not quite what you're seeing at some schools here at this level, but you know, our university has done something where the Alston money, that there was that Alston case with the NCAA. So our kids are able to get an additional $6,000 a year in Alston money, $5,900. So there's some resources available now that weren't available a couple of years ago to kids too. So if you want to stay, you have reason to. And if you want to grow and get better, this is a really good program for a lot of kids to do that. And this is a really good league for a lot of kids to do that. Not just our program, but our league is really good for kids to do that.
About the player development piece, I think that's the piece that people don't really realize as fans. Player development is so key. Because, yep, you know, seeing a kid come in as a freshman, get stronger, work on their game, get in the gym, be a gym rat. Because I feel like you can't always be coach tells me to get better. I have to go and do it on my own, get strong on my own. About player development, giving them the right drills, also giving them the right foundation to want to come in and work and get better on their own outside of you guys being in the gym with them.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. It's a really good point that you're making. I had a kid here I'll use as an example. Von Cameron Davis was Mr. Basketball in the state of Ohio, came to Kent during the COVID year. He played a total of 30 minutes, I think it was, during that season. Now, this is Mr. Basketball now. Like, there's only been one signed in the history of our school, and it's him. But his first year, for whatever reason, I don't want to say wasn't ready. Maybe our team was older. He needed to make some adjustments. He got better. He changed his body around with our help of our strength coach. Even last year, which was his redshirt freshman year, I'm actually showing our team a clip of this. In our first game, he played 36 seconds in our first game last year. At the last game of the season, when we're playing in the conference championship game, he's starting. So you've got to have a mindset of being competitive every single day. And that's not just at Kent. Every coach in the country wants guys that are going to try to get better along with trying to help the team win. That's the bottom line. We need to win. That's part of our jobs, but we want guys that want to get better. And to me, it's about your character. That's where I give Vaughn so much credit, because a lot of kids would have blamed me for him not playing, for him playing only 30 minutes his freshman year. And I don't blame kids that do look at it that way, but that's what a lot of kids would have done. Instead, for him, he just worked. And even when it didn't go great at the beginning of the following year, you know, I never had a meeting with him. I never had a phone call from his parents asking why this or why that. He came to practice. He practiced hard. He got his opportunity, because every player gets an opportunity at some point, whether it's your team's not playing well, whatever it is. Are you ready for that opportunity? When he got his opportunity, he was ready because of his character as a basketball player, and I'd say as a person. And now he's a staple of our program, and good for him. And that's a great example for other guys moving forward. That's the advantage that Kent has, in that I've been here so long. Vaughn's not the only person that's had some issues like that where it didn't click right away. So if you stick to it, eventually it's going to happen for you if you work hard enough. If you are who you say you are, then it's going to happen for you, as long as you continue to grind at it and believe in yourself and continue to get better. Like you said, put that time in. My strength coach, my nutritionist, I have three assistant coaches. They all played here, so they can all tell you, hey, if you work, eventually you're going to get your chance. Then it's what do you do with that?
Got that right. You so right about that, Coach. Man, Coach, good to have you so finally, man. Let's do this again real soon. I'll be cheering for you guys, man.
Yeah, thank you.
I hope to do this again with you down the road, man.
And I appreciate you having me. I appreciate you asking. And it's great to be able to talk about Kent State basketball with you.
Anytime, Coach. You be safe, man.
All right. You too. Thank you.
All right. Folks, what's up? Basketball is back, and Bet Online remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events, whether it's NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts. BetOnline presents the Boss Man Show on your radio.